This is Sunday Side Up, a presentation of Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Here's your host, Barb Richards.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sunday Side Up, and I'm Barb Richards. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with me. I'm always complimented that you do. A very, very special guest with us today on Sunday Side Up, and we're going to find out about something new. I love it. First of all, we would like to welcome to our radio station, Mrs. O'Bannon. Judy O'Bannon is on the line with us. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and I'm so glad to be here talking about important things like education and what's going on in the East Allen County Schools. So let's get with it.
All right, very good. And also from East Allen County School Educational Foundation is Rose Fritzinger. Rose, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Barb.
And
thank you.
You're really the catalyst behind this show today. Tell us what's going on that's involving Mrs. O'Bannon.
Right. We are so pleased to announce that Mrs. O'Bannon has agreed to serve as our keynote speaker for our once-a-year fundraiser, which will be coming up on Friday, April the 19th. It'll be held at IPFW's International Ballroom, and we're just so pleased to have Mrs. O'Bannon join us.
So did you just call her up out of the blue and ask her?
To be honest, I did, indeed. I thought last year we had Josh Belisle, the Indianapolis Colts community spokesperson, and he was just a fabulous, fabulous young man to have with us. And we were so pleased to have him join us. This year, I thought, okay, where can we go for a new speaker? And we were just so pleased when Mrs. O'Bannon said yes. It was just a fantastic connection with her work with the public radio stations and public television stations. She just does a tremendous job of being a humanitarian after so many years of doing so many wonderful things in the community. We just appreciate her taking the time to be with us.
Are you blushing?
Yes, I am.
Well, I ought to be because I wish I got up every morning and heard such nice things. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that'd be the way to start the day. So why did you say yes to this particular speaking engagement? We're sure you're very popular on the circuit.
Well, I said yes for a number of reasons, but paramount is that education is the top thing of concern and of opportunity in our state. And I think the foundation is doing the kinds of things that I believe take it out of just the conversation of what should a teacher and a student and a parent do. It's an all of us situation. It's lifelong learning. And the foundation is a way of saying this is a vehicle that all of us can participate in the kind of education that our students have, that they need to have. But we as adults, too. We who sat in those desks years ago are now really engaged, involved, because you can't just go to school anymore and then the day you get out say, well, here I am. Everything I learned, I'm going to just keep practicing and believing the rest of my life. The world is just changing so fast. Mm-hmm. Our communities are diverse in ways they've never been, and we find that who our comrades are and also who our opponents are, so our competition, are people that are clear across the globe often, but with technology, they're just as close as next door. So all of us have to learn new ways of doing things, of thinking, of interacting, and new things are always being exposed by science and sociologists and health people. There's so much to learn. And once that excitement invades a community, there's just no limit to where they can go.
And that really is part of the mission statement of the foundation, right?
That's correct, yes. Mrs. O'Bannon hit it perfectly, because our foundation at East Allen County School, our mission is to engage the community in support of public education, and we also provide ancillary funding for programs and activities that elevate the quality of education and extend learning opportunities for our East Allen County School students. So, Mrs. O'Bannon, right on target. Thank you again for your support.
So are you guys feeling that we just can't rely on taxes and the government to continue to pump money into the schools? Is this kind of what we're going here?
Well, I wouldn't come at it just because budgets are closed, that now, oh gosh, everybody else has got a pitch in. I think it's bigger than that. It's not a negative, it's a positive. When everyone gets engaged, they bring different experiences and gifts and opportunities to the mix. Years ago, we would have thought, oh, the teacher knows everything. I can remember a teacher telling me, don't teach your kiddo going into first grade how to read. I'll just have to teach him over again. We don't believe that anymore.
No.
We think that we're teaching every day at home, in our businesses, on athletic fields and sports. It's everybody's got to be engaged. Well, we're all enlivened about the idea of ideas, of mm-hmm. thinking. We're teaching people to think, to make decisions. You know, I'm not a kid. I'm an old lady. And many older citizens might think, well, now, you know, I took care of my kids. It's time for the current parents. They should take care of all those kids. I don't even want to spend my tax. I could think that. But if I'm in the most selfish corner of my mind and being, it is to my benefit to make sure that all of our citizens are trained and capable and in position to make everything in life better. Who's going to provide the decision-making in government when I'm old and in a nursing home? It's mm-hmm. going to be somebody probably going to college right now. Mm-hmm. Who's going to invent or research or find new medical things that are going to keep we old senior citizens, and baby boomers are going to be in that list soon. Who's going to provide for them? It's the kids in high school and college right now. Who's going to take care of our parks? Who's going to make sure our streets are safe? Who's going to make sure that we're getting along well with each other and appreciating each other? It's the kids now. So we all have a stake in this, and the foundation is saying, sure, it is money. Yeah, you need money for kids to go on to college. And this program that they have, it's dual credit college collegiate connection program, is right on target with that. And we want to talk about that.
We have to almost do this kind of thing to remain competitive in the world, because our kids are not just growing up here in Indiana. They're growing up in a global society.
Correct. That is correct. And that's why we're so pleased with the community engagement here at East Allen County Schools. Through the dual credit collegiate connection program that Mrs. O'Bannon spoke of, that is our one initiative that we do with the foundation. It is where we have $5,000 set aside for each of our East Allen County schools, high schools. There are four of those at present that serve juniors and seniors in our district. And what we do is we ask each high school to put in $2,000 additional dollars, sort of as a quasi-match. So $7,000 is available for each high school. And what that does is that provides up to that $7,000 to help reimburse juniors and seniors in East Allen County Schools for their successful completion of college coursework while they're still enrolled at East Allen County Schools. And we have some great examples of some testimonials. If you'd like to hear some of those, Barb, we'd love to share those.
Well, and I'm kind of curious as to where you saw the need. Is this a new need that's just cropped up in the past few years?
Right. It's actually something that we've been supporting for about the last 8 or 10 years through
wow.
the foundation. Yeah, the foundation's been in existence since 2001. And we've helped over that time 693 students and their families through tuition reimbursement
wow.
From the foundation. So we're very pleased with that. And students are saying that, you know, it helps them get out ahead of their colleagues, and they have the opportunity, for example, to already be considered perhaps a sophomore in college when they do graduate, given their regular schedule. It's an amazing opportunity for students with the East Allen Foundation.
I see one of these testimonials says she had 17 credit hours during her last year in high school.
Yes, ma'am, that's
correct.
That
child worked hard.
She did. That's we have several that are like that, and we're just so pleased that we're able to generate that kind of excitement about learning. As Mrs. O'Bannon said, it is definitely a lifelong learning process, and it's something that we recognized as a foundation several years ago, and that is why it is our one initiative. So we have the one foundation fundraiser each year, and again, that's coming up on Friday, April the 19th, and individuals can contact me by calling 446-0100 and just ask for Rose at East Allen.
And we want to let you know that the deadline for reservations is at the end of this week. So it's very important that you make a decision to come. And you get to see Mrs. O'Bannon. And what are specifically you're going to be talking about at the event on Friday night, on the April 19th event?
Well, I'll be talking about the value of education, talking about this program, because the program, the dual credit collegiate connection program, is not just about getting kids through school faster. It's about helping kids bridge from high school to college. I know that the East Allen County Schools system is a very diverse group of people. So you have kids that maybe come from families where no one went to college before. It seems like this big thing that's foreign to them, that it wouldn't be in their world at all. So if they can go for within the safety of their own school sometimes even and pick up a college course, it gives the family at home a comfort. My kid took that course and they did well. There were people that helped me figure out how to get either transportation or funds to make it happen. Maybe some college is a good thing and can fit into our family. Maybe that we aren't people that aren't even on the radar for college. For a student, it helps them say, you know, if I think about college, this is kind of demand it's going to take. This is kind of studying you have to do. These are what people who teach it act like. It's a comfort zone for a student who maybe hadn't thought that that was anything that they would be possibly interested in. Another thing is you get into those orientation classes at college and they say, well, what are you going to major in?
Mm-hmm.
How does an 18-year-old know, I often wonder? One way they can find out is by taking courses ahead that show them opportunities in fields they maybe hadn't even thought of. Or says to them, don't take this course. It's all memory and you can't do it. I'm sorry if I interrupt you there.
No, it's fine. I was just going to say that when we took our son down to college, they said 75% of college freshmen change their major. And I turned to my son, I said, are you sure? Because if you're not sure, don't make me spend this amount of money. No offense, I wanted him to go to college, but you know what I'm saying. And he was a music major and he stuck with it, and he's teaching music in Chicago, and I'm very proud of him. But I was shocked at that statistic. Did you know when you started college, Mrs. O'Bannon, did you know what you wanted to do?
Oh, goodness. Sometimes I wonder if I still know. I think that it's been an exciting journey of learning how my interests have stayed the same but have expanded and grown from the time I was 18. That's that lifelong learning thing. You find avenues you never thought about before. And that's what I think students that are thinking ahead and taking some classes through a university, they can go through those classes to Ivy Tech, be more technical, and they can go into a full-blown research program. If they never go beyond those supported financial classes for one reason or another, they've already had within themselves the confidence that says, I tried that, it didn't fit, I didn't want to do it, or they know they can, and they don't walk around always feeling like, oh my gosh, I never even tried it. How do I know? And the world was either against me or I let myself down. I think it helps build confidence in students that they're having decisions to make, they have options, and that they're part of it.
So many great reasons to support East Allen County Schools Educational Foundation with their upcoming event on April 19th. Deadline for reservations at the end of this week. And again, Rose, just reiterate where they call for reservations.
Sure. They can just call East Allen County Schools at 260-446-0100. And my extension is 3161. Or they can just ask for me, Rose Fritzinger.
All right, great. We're going to put that up on our website also. But we're going to take a break right now. And we'll be back with some more Sunday Side Up.
Sunday Side Up is heard each week on WAJI-FM and WLDE-FM Fort Wayne, both proudly owned by Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated.
And we are back with more Sunday Side Up, and I'm Barb Richards, and with me today from East Allen County Schools Educational Foundation is Rose Fritzinger, along with special guest Mrs. Judy O'Bannon, on the phone with us from Indianapolis. We're so glad that you could take the time out of your busy schedule to join us, Mrs. O'Bannon.
Well, I'm glad for the opportunity to talk about something that is exciting, expanding the reach for all of us on learning more and discussing issues, ideas, programs, events. You know, I'm all for basketball, and this is the month for basketball. But if I think there's as much excitement in talking about things schools do outside the gym. And when people get involved in, I think they get energized about life in general.
We've talked about the Dual Credit Collegiate Connection Program through the foundation with the East Allen County Schools. So important, allowing the kids to go and be reimbursed for some of these college credits. What else is the foundation talking about these days, Rose?
Right. So with that Dual Credit Collegiate Connection Program, I did fail to mention, and I wanted to make sure to have everyone understand that the free and reduced lunch eligible students, they do actually, while they're still enrolled at East Allen County Schools and taking these college courses, they do get either free or reduced college tuition paid for them. So we're excited about that opportunity for students. So again, some kids who might not have thought in the past that they could have an expectation to go to college. So we're excited about that. And we at East Allen are a pre-K through 12 serving public school district, as most of the listeners know. But we're excited with the opportunity that this will help our foundation generate additional support through our dinner and auction event coming up on Friday, April the 19th, that we'll be able to begin providing even more services and be truly a pre-K through 12 funded program or funding opportunities that are available throughout our district. So we're excited about that.
I was kind of surprised to hear that the foundation's been in existence for over 8 years already. Are there a lot of school systems around that are starting these foundations?
Right. There are several, especially in the state of Indiana. We have the Indiana Association of Public Education Foundations, and East Allen County Schools Educational Foundation is a proud member of that organization. And as such, we're also a member of the National School Foundations Association. At present, the East Allen Foundation doesn't have any full-time employees. It doesn't have any employees, actually. I serve as the Director of Development for East Allen County Schools, so it's sort of one of those extra hats that I get to wear, and I'm very proud to be the director of our foundation.
You have some pretty impressive sponsors for this event.
Very.
Mrs. O'Bannon, everyone wants their name tied to you. I'm looking at this list of sponsors. Very, very nice. You're rocking it for us up here. Did you want to mention?
Well, businesses really can. They need to be supportive of education because that's where they get their workers. Mm-hmm. And a trained workforce is so vital to a strong community. We talk about all kinds of infrastructure as roads and bridges and high-speed internet. But the most important thing is a thinking, skilled, educated workforce. And that's what we're talking about.
I want to
talk a little bit about what you can do on these mini-grants for the lower grades. Teachers often, we find, are having to buy materials for their classes.
Very true.
Out of their own salaries.
Yes.
And teachers aren't the top salary level in our communities at all. And they buy textbooks and crayons and scrounge around for free supplies and materials for their students. They can do a whole lot with a small grant of $500, often using it as the seed money to then go ahead and get a bigger grant. You know, they're matching grants. In the world of grants and foundation, matching is a big thing to show that you have local concern and buy-in, involvement, commitment to a program before someone outside will jump in and say, okay, I'll help you with your cause. So those mini grants can do a lot to help teachers get advanced training, send them to workshops. They can buy supplies. I understand your kids all have iPads up there?
Yes, we have several of our students who do have iPads. We recently...
All the high schoolers do, right?
Exactly, yes. We have several students. I think it's over 7,000 or 8,000 students. It's the 20th largest outroll of iPads in the world. So it's quite impressive at East Allen County Schools.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
And a testament to our technology department, yes. But as Mrs. O'Bannon said, mini grants are one of the things that we'd like to do if we're able to generate more funds for the foundation. So then we can truly be, again, a pre-K to 12 serving foundation. And thanks to Parkview Health, who is our lead sponsor for this event. We're very excited that they continue in that role again this year.
And I think they're smart. Because of what Mrs. O'Bannon, what you just said, because here's Parkview Health, major medical campus here in Fort Wayne. these are the future workers. And now, you know, at IPFW, you can go all the way up into your residency for medical courses right here in Fort Wayne. It's all tying itself
fabulous.
Really well together.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, Barb. And we also appreciate the significant impact of our other sponsors, who are Advanced Imaging Solutions, Barton Co. Villema, Coca-Cola, Earth First, IAB Financial Bank, New Allen Alliance, NIPSCO, Old National Insurance, OmniSource, and our caterer for the event will be the Orchid Events and Catering out of New Haven. So we're very pleased with all of that support.
Wow, that's great. And Mrs. O'Bannon, I think a lot of that is because of you coming up, because, you know, you're well known across the world, really, for your education initiatives and the amount that you've done, your TV series with Foreign Exchange. You're very much into that community development, which is what the foundation is all about.
Well, that's what I think the foundation's all about, and I'm so appreciative of the work that they do. And believe me, when I speak, I hope I'm a lot more entertaining than I am serious in tone on the telephone conversation here. We want to be sure we give all the facts and information so people get there, but we'll hope we have a whole lot of fun that evening, too.
I'm sure you're probably hysterically funny.
This will be a great evening. We're so excited also about the many tremendous auction items that we have.
I was just looking at that list.
Isn't that great? That list is fabulous. And that's only a partial list. Let's see. We have fabulous things like hot air balloon rides that people can take all across the nation. I think there are 150 locations.
You have a Grand Hotel Mackinac Island package. Have you been up there, Mrs. O'Bannon? That's on my bucket list.
Yes, I have, and I would think even spring is coming up there. It would be a grand thing to sit on that front porch and watch the crocus come up about now.
I'll bid on it. If I get it, you and I'll go together. How about that?
you bid on it, and I'll go.
Hey, that works for us at the foundation. That's fabulous.
A safari package. Hello.
Yes, we have a safari package. It doesn't include airfare, but it is to South Africa, the Zulu Nyala Preserve there. It's a 6-day, 6-night photo safari package for two. And we also have tremendous other local packages. We also have the PGA Memorial Golf Tournament coming up in Dublin, Ohio. We have passes for that.
Those are some great silent auction items. And I love who your auctioneer is going to be.
Right. We're so pleased to have the senator do that again this year.
Senator Dennis Cruz.
Senator Dennis
there?
Cruz. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's agreed to do that again for us this year. And we're very happy with his support of our foundation.
Is this your only fundraising event through the year?
It is. It's our only foundation fundraiser. Reason being, we don't have any staff, as we spoke about earlier. So we very much depend on volunteer efforts, and we sincerely appreciate our board of our foundation. We appreciate our school board's input, and just thanks so much to the community for their support. All of these items on the auction list are it's just growing daily, and we so thank you. And if anyone's interested in donating an item or a package, feel free also to give me a call. Again, this is Rose with the East Allen County Schools Education Foundation, 260-446-0100.
And if there
are those donations going to a 501c3, so there's a little tax benefit there?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. We are a 501c3 organization. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Mrs. O'Bannon, for saying that.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And if you have a business, can you still sponsor a table?
Absolutely, yes. As a table for a organization or for an individual, people can do a table of eight, and the cost for that is just $180. We do need to have your RSVPs in very soon, so be sure to give me a call at your earliest opportunity. Again, this is Rose at 446-0100.
Now, I think this is a bargain price here for $25 per person. First of all, I've had the food from the Orchid.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner alone is going to be great, and then on top of that, the cherry on the sundae is Mrs. O'Bannon afterwards. It's
exactly.
After dinner.
So, exactly.
Well, listen, I just think it's going to be a terrific event. I want it to be sold out for you guys. I don't think anybody should miss an opportunity, quite honestly, Mrs. O'Bannon, to hear you speak.
Well, thank you very much. I'm getting ready to go for 2 weeks visiting family and having some time off. And believe me, the whole time I'm going to have my little pad next to me to jot down ideas. So hopefully we'll have something good and lively and helpful.
Rose, I'm very impressed with what you have said and told us about the East Allen County Schools Educational Foundation. Are you going to have any students there to do testimonials?
We've done that in the past, and we're mm-hmm. thinking about doing it again this year. Yes, we've kind of rounded around each of our four high schools. And so, yes, the plan is again this year to have testimonials from one of our high schools.
Well, good job. I know you keep saying there's no staff, so I know that this is an extra burden on whatever else it is that you do with the school system. So we appreciate it. Thanks for adding to the success of our students in the state. Mrs. O'Bannon, always a pleasure to have you around. Thank you for continuing to contribute way past, you know, you could be sitting on a beach somewhere in Florida and no one would be blaming you at all. But you are so active.
I don't ever want to miss the excitement. And this is excitement. I want to get in on the parade.
Excellent.
I love it. Thank you again for the information from East Allen County Schools Educational Foundation. April 19th is that event, 446-0100, extension 3161. Thank you guys for tuning in and for listening this morning to Sunday Side Up. Everybody have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in for Sunday Side Up with your host, Barb Richards. The views expressed in the show are not necessarily those of Sarkis Tarzian Management. For comments or questions, please contact the station directly.